USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is declaring a national emergency to deal with the coronavirus pandemic.
To unleash the full power of the federal government in this effort today, I am officially declaring a national emergency.
President Trump also says that there's tremendous progress in confronting the crisis, including getting more coronavirus test kits ready for distribution. But the president reminds everyone,
again, we don't want everybody taking this test. It's totally unnecessary. And this will pass. This will pass through, and we're going to be even stronger for it.
President Trump speaking in the Rose Garden. And a big day on Wall Street is at the closing bell. The Dow gained 1,985 points to finish at 23,185. The S&P rose 230. The NASDAQ jumped 672 points as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Cruise lines are continuing to take action as the coronavirus spreads. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Two major cruise lines are staying ashore as coronavirus spreads. Princess is stopping all cruises within the next 5 days, though it's continuing current itineraries until they're completed. This comes after two of its ships carried passengers who ended up testing positive for the virus, and one of those ships just docked this week in California. It took 3 days to disembark. And Viking Cruise is not immediately halting its ships, but says it will do so on May 1st.
Moments after thinking his self-isolation was ending, Texas Senator Republican Ted Cruz learned he has a few more days to go. The Republican learned that someone he had contact with on March 3rd tested positive for the virus, so he will now remain in self-isolation until Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Dozens of well-known conservative leaders signed a letter calling for the censure of Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer after the New York Democrat allegedly threatened Supreme Court Justices Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch last week. Rachel Bovard is a policy director at the Conservative Partnership Institute. She tells Fox News why she is one of those calling on Congress to censure Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer.
Well, a couple of reasons, but to be very clear, Senator Chuck Schumer is the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, and as such, he stood on the steps of the Supreme Court and threatened two sitting Supreme Court justices by name, and that is not only wildly inappropriate and irresponsible, it is, as the Chief Justice pointed out, dangerous. And so a line has to be drawn somewhere. Again, Chuck Schumer is not just a rank-and-file Democrat. He is the leader of Senate Democrats. So if anyone needs to be made an example of here, it's Chuck Schumer, and that's what we're asking for right now.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are set to take the debate stage Sunday night in Washington, D.C. As far as what we can expect in that debate, David Plouffe, former campaign manager for Barack Obama, believes,
well, first of all, I think it'll be a tough debate for Biden because he's the front runner now. So the moderators, the media members, I doubt they're going to ask Bernie many tough questions. They'll ask Biden tough questions. So it's a chance for us to see how he responds to those and how he pivots.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.